everybody. This is our Wednesday program, Creation Light Shift Healing. And today is the last day of the month, May 31st, 2017. We're going to have a nice show for you. I have a lot of questions, I think, on the inbox here, so it'll be great. Let's clear the date for everybody in case you're connected to last year's date or other years in this lifetime and also your past. Remember, the aliens have you connected to timelines, and timelines are in time. And actually, when you're in time, you're connected to dates. All the same stuff. So here we go. Let's clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. And let's now activate the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. And bring in male energies for you. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy to give you more peace. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next we're going to release from you a situation, incident that you can think about right now and replace it with peace energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we're going to have a wonderful show tonight. We have Michelle on. Are you out of the BBS room there for getting your voice in tune and wonderful clothes on, et cetera? Hair done,
yeah.
Fingernails?
I think my fingernails still need to be done. I'm going all natural today. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm all ready. So here we are. It's Wednesday night, and welcome everybody all around the world to Creation Light Shift. And we have so many questions. It's amazing. We have so many new questions, and yet I found this really great older question. It's from maybe the beginning of this month, and I think today is the last day of this month. But, you know, I just thought it was very interesting. There's several questions in here, Ron, and I just thought maybe you would want to extrapolate a little bit on a couple of the things to kind of touch on, because it would really help new listeners to get more of a feel on exactly what you're kind of talking about, because it's slightly different, and yet it's slightly different than most things that people have been hearing about, like in the New Age scene or even certain religions or even no religion. But so I'll just kind of ask some of these questions and let you just take the reins and talk about what you talk about. So one of the questions they have in here is, they're saying, so they've heard you talk about, like, don't do Reiki, don't maybe get massaged, or how do you feel about those things, and why do you talk about those things or don't talk about those things?
Okay, very simple. Anything that is written in books, typically that's dealing with mind energy, explaining how to do some type of energetic work or healing, remember, those words and that information is coming from darkness, from the aliens, okay? So they're giving you that information. But the contrast is that light does not have any limitations, programs, or things that it can teach you. So you're not going to be connecting to anything outside of yourself, like a book that's written by light, force energy, because it doesn't exist. So for that, you mentioned Reiki. So Reiki is a healing art, and I use the word darkness because you're using mind energy. Okay, so, and, you know, you have to look at it, even if you are a practitioner and you've helped a lot of people, if you're doing those symbols, okay, that's from darkness. is you're connected to, much like keywords and symbols, and you're using some type of jargon there to produce a healing. Okay. Otherwise, if you didn't do the symbols on someone or say the name of the symbols, remember, you're connecting into darkness because light doesn't do anything like that. It's not used. And your spirit is what you'd be using if you did not do Reiki. So you're taking your spirit energy and contaminating that and your body when you do a healing on somebody. So now we'll talk about massage, okay? We'll just say that the Reiki practitioner is just doing what they do, but they physically don't touch anybody. And now the other one is, you have a thing called Touch for Health. That's been out for a long time, and other modalities. But whenever you touch somebody or somebody touches you, your body has these energetic creatures in it from the darkness, these alien energies, and these alien parasitic life forms can transfer from one person to another. So that's the way that works. And so you may know that instantly. Sometimes you shake somebody's hand or they bump up against you as you're in a store doing something, and you go, man, I got a pain in my hip where the person bumped me, you know, with their hip, or maybe they tapped me on the shoulder and now I got a pain there. So that's just telling you what's going on, is that these critters, and you can look at it as far as entities, emotional bodies of people, they transfer into you, or the ones that you have transfer into them. That's the reason. Start doing more clearings, and realize that you have contaminated yourself for your whole life once you start getting the energy off of you, and then you may be wondering why you were taught to do what you used to do. And as you do more clearings, you're going to be more peaceful, and you're not going to want to recontaminate yourself, including your spirit. So remember, your spirit has really no way to get cleaned off. It just has light in it, and as you start bringing into your spirit your emotional energies and your pain energies, it gets contaminated too. That's why people die typically, you know, when they get older, because the spirit is no longer fully active in the body, and the body dies and the spirit's basically almost dead too. The darkness takes it into that white light tunnel and decontaminates the spirit, and you know, then you're forced back here into another life form, typically a physical body. That's your reincarnation. What I'll do for you, just to show you what it's like, as you probably shook somebody's hand recently or did something where you touched someone, whatever hand you use, I'll clear off the energy off of that hand. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to do that. And I'll just go back, like 3 days here. And this will work on the archives if you want to. Maybe you've got a Reiki master friend or somebody who does massage work, and you can have them come on and listen to this here, and I will honor this for 3 times listening. So here we go. Releasing the energy from, typically I will guess it would be your hand. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. See how your hand feels now. So remember, you can also pick up stuff, typically not through like a paper sack or something that you're grabbing onto, like a piece of metal. You know, normally those things are pretty much okay, but sometimes you can get energies, you know, from those things too, as other people touch them. And then we talk about going further, talk about the clone skin residue that's floating in the air affecting your lungs and your skin. Well, I'll just do a clearing for that. This is a little deeper, we'll say, but it's the same thing. Why you don't want to be around a lot of people, because they will, especially if they're clones, and most people that you see now are clones, and this energy is affecting your body. So I'll count to 100. This will also work 3 times on the archives. And I will release the clone skin residue that's floating in the air attached to your physical body and your lungs at the same time. So take a deep breath a couple of times, just kind of monitor your breathing. And here we go. I'll release this stuff out of you if I possibly can. Won't be all of it naturally, but it will be very helpful. So here we go. Releasing the alien-cloned skin that's in the physical-looking bodies walking around on the earth here. It's affecting you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So take a deep breath here to see if your breathing has changed a little bit, possibly you're breathing better, and to see how your skin on your body feels. So I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
All right, great. Thank you. So that kind of answers some of what you've spoken about before. And like I always say, the best like resource for hearing more about this, you know, all the different things that Ron talks about, is the archives. So if you're new to Creation Lightship, the archives are really great. And you'll just start playing them from any year, and you'll get all these great explanations and really start to get a picture of understanding exactly what's going on. So then the other thing that they talk about is, so Ron, what is your, if you're not into religion, and you talk about how that's, you know, kind of a form of control basically in every society, but what is your connection with Jesus? Why do we reference Jesus every now and then?
Only because I was in the body at that time doing healings. So the physical body had other light beings in it throughout the life of that physical body. So I was there doing healings back then, and this time I'm doing the same thing. Basically 2,000 years later. So, this would be my first incarnation here for a long time. I don't, my data that I look at, I don't go back over 2,000 years from now. So this is my first incarnation since I was in the body only doing healing. So whenever the healings are taking place, say with Jesus, at that point I came into the body to do that. So other light beings would step in doing what they were here to do, not to stay in the body, only to do what they came to do to help people. So back to you.
Okay, great. So I know I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. It says on the front of the website, when I first discovered this, you know, I read everything very often. I read it over and over again, and it says right on the front, once every 2,000 years, the creation lightship comes to help all sentient beings ascend. And I was like, wow, okay, so 2,000 years ago, I mean, I guess Jesus was the ambassador at that time for the creation lightship. Which makes a lot of sense if you look at it and then you listen to Ron and you think about some of the things that had been said about Jesus, not that we know everything and many things are missing. But when I hear Ron talk, I go, wow, that makes so much sense. This is the next guy that is here. Now it's time again. Not that the Creation Lightship experiences time the way we do, but I believe to us, it looks like about every 2,000 years, right? So basically, Ron is the new ambassador for that which had created us many, many, many thousands of years ago, I'm sure. Or my goodness, I can't even imagine how long ago. But so if you're still hearing it over and over again. I know it took me a long time to hear the archives over and over again. And I was like, well, I kind of get it, but I didn't really put it all together until I heard on one of the archives that it's really going to help your understanding to do the 2,000-year barcode removal clearing, which is one of the free clearings listed on the left-hand side. So if you do that, it goes through every 100 years, and you can run those for, the default is about 15 minutes. But at one point, I ran each 100-year increment for about 600 to 1,000 minutes. And I'd run them, you know, all day, all night, just go to the next one, keep going to the next one until I had finished them all. And it was like a veil came off, and I put it all together. And then as I'm still listening to the archives, I was like, aha, I get it. I get what's going on. And it's so wonderful because it made my life so much easier. Previous to learning about this, I was reading every book. I was seeking out every healer. I was trying to figure out the way, the right thing to do. You know, I couldn't meditate enough, and, you know, nobody can because it doesn't get you anywhere. Just puts you in your mind. And then I realized I don't need to do all those things. I can get rid of all the books, and I don't need to search. It's all right here. And it just made my life so much easier. And then, you know, Ron, at one point, you're just like, yeah, you just do the mind-to-heart drop if you want to just be in your heart and stop putting yourself on timelines and overthinking everything. And then once you're in your heart, you can actually get on with your life, what you actually want to do. So the person does also address, you know, so you're saying, Ron, we shouldn't meditate. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you're using your mind energy to take you on a mind trip. So you're tripping out in your mind, maybe listening to a CD, a guided meditation, doing something, going somewhere, but it's all mind energy. So if you're new listening to us here, you got to realize that source energy does not have mind energy in it. It doesn't exist. Everything's in the present moment. So when you have mind energy, then you have a history or her story, and you have memories of your past. That's what entraps you here. But on a meditation, you're using all of those memories, and they're giving you a timeline that the aliens are creating for you to give you mind pictures to take you somewhere for an abduction. That's about the easiest way that I could tell you that. And normally, at the very end of the meditation, to show you how it works, so they tell you to be here now, to come back, wiggle your feet, wiggle your body. So right away, you know that you're not in your body and you're somewhere else. Well, now we'll talk about who or what was in your body when your spirit left it. Your spirit is supposed to be for your protection of your body. That's the main intent, we'll say, plus to experience creation here. But because of people meditating probably for so long over all these years and doing spiritual practices, and maybe, something mantras possibly, where you're using the mind to try to calm yourself down or whatever, you're still in the alien agenda with words, where source energy has no vocabulary. And when you do the mind-to-heart drop, that takes like 20 seconds to do, cannot think because you're in peace. So source energy is peace. Everything outside of that is going to be mind energy. And you used to be in peace probably when you first came here. And then the aliens, you know, trapped you and did whatever they did to bring you into mind energy again, or maybe for the first time. So that's basically it. So when you meditate, it takes a long time, and why not just do what you want to do to begin with? And people who meditated or has meditated maybe for a very, very, very long time may be able to find peace. You can get it with 20 seconds. And you don't have to sit down and listen to a CD or find a sacred room that's dark or whatever with no noise. You do it when you're walking. So back to you.
Yeah, so that's why at the beginning of the show and definitely at the end of every show, Ron does the mind-to-heart drop, because what it is you're saying, I command my spirit. You are commanding your spirit, which may or may not be in your body. And you're telling it to put your thoughts into your heart where there's so much more wisdom there. And then you're commanding the energy by counting. And it just takes a few seconds. The trick is that you have to do it out loud. But if you whisper it, that's fine. It works great that way. And some people have even recorded themselves as a little voice message on their phone. So it looks like they can play the message to themselves, like standing in line in the grocery store or whatever. And it looks like they're just talking on the phone or just listening to a message on the phone. But they're doing the mind-to-heart drop. So however you want to say it, what you're doing is, you know, commanding your spirit to drop your thoughts down into your heart and then counting. And that really can take the place of hours of meditation. It's just unnecessary. The mind-heart drop takes seconds. But, you know, I find it interesting whenever you talk about meditation, Ron, that it's really just that group of people for 2,000 years have wanted to get out of here so much and so for so long that they figure, well, at least, you know, I can't get my body out of here. I've tried. It's not working. I still keep getting reincarnated. And they think maybe they can go on a mind trip because they want to get out of here so bad. But the great news that you've come here to share with us all and help us to achieve is that if you use your healings, you can pull those densities out of you. So when the ascension hits, your entire body can ascend. And I believe you mentioned once that it's never really been a problem to get our spirit out of here, although for some reason we're trapped from the aliens. But the real thing that you came here to do and Jesus came here to do is to teach us how to get our body out of here.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh. And I will say one thing. You do the mind and heart drop. We'll say that, you know, you're typically living in emotions here. Maybe 90% of the people live in emotions. Maybe the other 10 live in mental realms, and you know, they don't deal with emotions. But for the people that live with emotions, and all of a sudden you have something to push your button, this is if you haven't done any clearings on the website. I'm just talking to somebody who is just listening for the first time, and you go, yeah, I am very emotional, you know. People talk to me, I get upset. Well, do the mind and heart drop instantly, and your emotions, as you're going to be taken out of the emotions going into peace, all of a sudden what you're dealing with is like neutralized until you get back into the emotions again. But the main thing is you're able to have a different consciousness after you do the mind and heart drop, because it like stops the emotional energy that you're dealing with here. You're on an emotional planet. The aliens made it that way. With mind energy. So you have mind energy bringing you into emotion. And the emotions are the problem that everybody has. So that's basically what you're dealing with here. And by all means, you know, you need to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's the first clearing that you do. So if you're listening as a newbie and you want to do something, you can do the free clearings. Those are Band-Aids to help you. If it's alien attack stuff, we have the Grace Guides, which is wonderful for helping your situation where you're living. But basically, all the rest of them are to get aliens off of you. But, you need to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing in order to have more peace. And that light takes away most of the emotions in this lifetime that you've had that give you trigger points and button pushing now, because you've had it throughout your whole life with certain topics or incidents or things. So you have that programmed in you from the alien. This will help you to release that by doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And it takes maybe 20 minutes to half an hour to do your whole lifetime. It's not a long, lengthy process. You do it once and you're done. So back to you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's like an entire lifetime of therapy. Basically, like, if those things had never happened to you. But whatever happened, happened. And I know you've mentioned before, it kind of gets stuck in your body, and then there's no way to talk it out or to think it out. You basically do this healing and run it, and it's gone. And it's just is amazing. So, Ron, we have this great call coming up. It's going to be the second Shackle call. You did one last weekend, and you have very graciously decided to do one again on the Saturday coming up, so it's already Wednesday. So let's talk a little bit about the email that was sent out, because how it's going to be done now is going to make it a little easier for you and hopefully for the listeners that are buying the call. So basically, most people have received probably the email by now. It's for Saturday, June 3rd, the Shackle Removal Call. And it's going to be, again, at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you have the email, just scroll down a little bit to where there's a pretty picture of a little angel fairy. And then right underneath that, it says the date and time when it is. And then there's a couple step-by-step instructions on how to pay for it and get your code. So hopefully this will make it easier to make sure everybody has their codes, and Ron won't have to email everybody specifically. But if he needs to, he might be able to, but this is just going to make it easier. So basically you click on the where it says click here to register, and that's going to take you to the PayPal. And then just follow the steps. They're written right there. But if you just follow the steps, it'll take you to another page on the Creation website where it's going to give you the code that once you just paid for it. So I don't know if there's anything more that you wanted to explain about that, Ron.
Yeah, after you get the receipt, that you see that you paid for it, and this is, you know, without going into your email, the last page that gives you that, when you're on your computer, you need to scroll down to the bottom, and it will tell you to go to the website. What's the words that's there, Michelle?
Well, okay, let me just see here.
That's how you get code. Before, this is a new PayPal system. So before you would get an email sent to you, so you'd have your receipt and the email with the login. On the new ones now that we're doing, somehow PayPal changed it. So you just need to scroll down to the bottom, and it says something about going back to the website or something. And you need to click on that, and then you'll be in the website, creationlightship.com website. And right there, it will scroll down a little ways, and it will display the phone number and the login code for you.
Okay.
I think it says return to merchant.
Yes, return to merchant. And then there's something that says third-party security warning, and you click continue, and your call-in code will be displayed on our website.
Yep, so it's very simple, just that, you know, it's a longer page, I think, and you don't see it unless you scroll down. So you may just see the receipt that you paid for and not continue and go down further to actually get the code sent to you. Anyway, that's it's a change that PayPal made, and they didn't give any instructions to people about it, that they need to scroll down or have it there. But anyway, that's just the way that works now.
Okay.
So the call is at 1 o'clock Pacific time, $20, and it's Saturday. This coming Saturday, it's a two-hour call. So back to you, Michelle.
Great. And whether you're a newbie or you've done this before, every time you're on one of these calls, Ron is able to go deeper and pull more stuff out, and there's always more because many of us have been here so many times, whether we know it or not, but we've all been here many times, so who knows what's in your body, and it's probably just from this lifetime. But anyway, Ron is able to go deeper each time, so it's always beneficial to continue doing more healing because it can only help. Okay, so the next question is just kind of logistics, and I'm trying to get the exact wording here. They're asking about the timeline crash. Is this the correct one? Yes, it is entitled Timeline Crash Advanced Parallel Life Program. And with that one, I believe it's around $150, and it is unlimited. So underneath it or beside it, it will not say 1 week or 1 month. It will just, it'll say unlimited, or I believe it says nothing, actually. It's been a while since I've bought it. But, yes, that is a great one to have because you can run timelines until you, you know, timeline crashes until you feel that you can run them no more, which I'm sure will take a long time to get to that point. But it's always good to kind of just do one issue at a time because it can be very much on a person's body. It's, remember that your body has to deal with all the energy that's being pulled out. And then the person also asks, does that particular one clear the space clearing? And I'm going to answer that two different ways. If they're talking about the space clearing as in a location, like a place that you want cleared, like a room in your home or your sidewalk or your car, that is the location clearing. But if they're talking about the space-time clearing, which is after you've done timeline crashes, there's still this energy kind of up in the sky or the beyond, and you want to bring it all back down to you to make sure it's all with you again, that's called the space-time clearing. There's directions how to do that. It is not in the clearing yet. It will be at one point, but right now we just write it in, clear the space-time, and then you crash that for 10% of the time that you've done the timeline crashes. And there's all sorts of explanations for that that go into more detail. I believe we have a video of it, and we've talked about it at length on many of the archives. So I'm going to just go to the next email. But, yes, that is the correct one that you're looking at, in case you wanted to just buy it and go for it. Okay. Oops. Looks like there's another question on that one. Oh, no, this is different. Okay. Let me just read this here. It says 60,000 to 80,000 BC. Oh, this might be an account of a particular clearing the person did with Iran. It says they had some reaction in their eyes, and then later years they had a reaction in their sinuses, and they feel that this was probably clearing something. And that these particular times manifested into a current release. And they're wondering if it was emotional in nature.
So, yeah, it does. It feels like it is emotional, but there's also some stuff with torture. So that would be more of a physical situation. Remember, like the shackle call that we're having, you know, this coming Saturday, which is on, in case you're on an archive, it'll be on June 3rd. So if you hear it and you're in September, it's already over. So just know that the shackles that we're taking off of you, okay, will be physical shackles because you are living timelines just like you're listening to us right now with shackles on you, we'll say someplace. Maybe not listening to us, but you're live, completely alive with shackles somewhere in the universe of darkness, okay? And so this call is to take the shackles off of those people, which would be you, in different parallel lifetimes, if you're a multidimensional being in darkness, or collective consciousness, some people call it the mind of God, etc., you know, all that stuff. That's all the alien agenda. And so you are living physical lives with shackles on you, and that gets transmitted energetically back to you where you are right now in this lifetime, even though you don't see a shackle around your neck or around your wrist or on your ankles. You do have those physically. And also, we work with the other energies that are invisible, okay, which could be from parallel lifetimes, past lives, etc. where maybe you're not living. But remember, if you have not cleared, if you had shackles on you 500 years ago, and you know nothing about that lifetime, which most people probably won't, or going back to maybe do 1,000 years ago, and you were living then and you had shackles put on you, that could still be physical because those timelines are still being used and the aliens are getting energy off of you, even though you don't think you're living there, but it's all, you know, there and it's choreographed and you're still physically living those lifetimes. And so that's how it works. And also future lifetimes. So this clearing that we're doing for $20 is very beneficial because we take off a lot of this stuff. How much? I can't tell you. Maybe we're only reaching 10% of what you have on you, but you feel better. So you have to realize that, you know, the light and also myself does not live in darkness. And we don't know how deep you are in darkness, but we can take away energies to help you. Okay, so some people want to use the word all, of all the shackles off me. Well, I would have no way of even knowing it, because you could be out in the Beyondo with shackles on you, and we haven't found that location yet. So how do you get in the Beyondo? Well, you do your prayers to the alien gods outside of yourself. You're connected to energies with keywords. You naturally pray for a favor, typically, and then you're hooked up. And then you may be, like the aliens say, like the commandments, Ten Commandments, they're all things about what you typically should not do. The alien God does not want anything, what's the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me? Well, that may have been an alien who didn't want you to pray to other gods so they would steal your energy. Well, you have to realize that there's a lot out there. How many Eastern Indian gods are there? You know? And ones you probably don't even know about. And then from there, you need to realize that if you start looking at some of the Eastern Indian masters that you would consider being masters, and you have a picture of them, look at their eyes. Eyes are almost always glossed over. Why is that? It's because they're out of their body. They meditated themselves so much in meditation, their spirit left their body because each time you meditate, your spirit leaves. It goes, I don't want to come back here again. So the person's walking around with glossed over eyes. I saw nobody home. So that's how you can really tell how awake somebody is. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's amazing. There's so many different gods. And also, you know, we talk about the Indian ones because, I don't know, I guess a lot of people have been into that or something in the past 20 years or whatever, but there's Greek gods. They all have multiple gods. But then, yeah, I think you're right. That is the first commandment. But, of course, it's not. It's just their way of going, stick with our thing because we want control of you. But no, you don't want that. So, okay.
Yeah, the Viking gods, you know. So there's everything out there that wants to control you. And they can come into your body and do things with you, like channeling. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that would be another thing that maybe that the person, the original email that we had talked about would hit on is channeling, which is, of course, just another method of the aliens to get through to you. So just to carry on with this email and just to completely answer their question that they have here, I believe they were speaking about the all alien parallel lifetime removal, which in that clearing, you will take one emotional body that you have cleared, so let's say the emotional, because many people have done that, or, you know, hopefully will do that. So, and they were saying that when they reach those time zones, they have these types of, you know, reactions. So they're wondering, these times, even though they're so old, is that was a current release that was happening and possibly emotional, and you said yes. And then they're wondering, how often do you run the spirit integration, and would that be after all of them are done or after each main section?
What you could do is put up that spirit integration and just run that along with each timeline crash that you do. So the all parallel life clearing is used for the whole lifetime clearings. And then you specify the whole lifetime clearing that you want to have. So if you have pain in your body, then if you have done the whole lifetime pain clearing, it will work with that. So you're able to do some more energetic work with yourself. If you haven't did a pain clearing, we'll say, the whole lifetime one, then, you know, you can't put it in there. It won't work. But it's just allowing you to go deeper with the clearings that you've already had. And they have to be the whole lifetime one. Back to you.
So, Ron, I have been doing that one, too. Is it enough to do each little section? So you have the whole life clearing, and then you have, like, the number one current to 2000 AD. And then let's say you run, you said, between 150 to 100 lifetimes. Is it okay to run each of those for 15 minutes? Or is there a way to just keep doing them, going?
Not that I know of to keep it going, no. And there are people who are listening who, you know, they sort of know maybe what year in the past they had problems, you know. So a lot of people who have watched movies can recognize a certain time frame of when stuff was going on. Maybe you're watching a movie, you know, just for instance of maybe somebody in Ireland, and they're showing you pictures of Ireland, or the movie, maybe they're trying to portray something that happened, we'll just say in the 1800s, and they still have the same buildings, so they just do that, and you go, man, I can remember that time frame, and gee, this movie's sort of talking about what happened to me. Now you know that you live there. Your body, through its body genetics, knows that. Okay, your spirit is not going to know that whatsoever, because each time you incarnate, your spirit is completely wiped out of the past and all past incarnations. It doesn't have that data. Your body has it. And or you could have entities with you that have lived there that are now taking home in your physical body, residence with you. And it could be from your soul family, but once you recognize that, then you want to clear that. So that's the gift when you watch movies, to see those trigger points in you and how you feel. So if you watch a movie and you feel really sad about something, then you know that you have a problem with that inside of you. Remember, there's two different types of energies. There's the alien ones bringing things to you. That's external energies. And then you have your stuff, your backpack full of stuff. That's what you want to clean out. And when you see something on a movie or internet and you relate to it without knowing why, that's internal, and you want to release that from you. Normally the whole lifetime clearings will do that, because there's pain, there's trauma, there's a fear body, anxiety, what else do we have? Anyway, there's maybe maybe 10 of those great clearings that you could use to help yourself out. Anyway, so, and plus, the mental body is definitely want to clear too after your emotional. So back to you.
Yeah, another good one is abandonment, fear. Everybody's got some level of fear, or maybe they just feel it. It's like been on this planet for so long. I definitely find that after doing many of the clearings, and then let's say I just watch a random movie, I don't feel as connected, and I know that in the past, because I've watched movies twice sometimes, that I would have felt much more emotional or connected or reactive towards what's going on, whereas now I can just go, oh, that occurred, but I don't have any connection towards it. It's fascinating. It's really good. Okay, So let's see. This next person says that you mentioned that in the past, during the time of Jesus, that only about 200, I've heard you say different numbers because you really don't know and there's different timelines, but around 200 people ascended. They believe this is kind of shocking. They think that they know that this has happened before the ascension, meaning, or that the creation lightship has come. I know that in some of the shows, the archive shows, I remember you saying there have been at least 50 ascensions that we have missed so far. So if you haven't made it yet, you may have missed 50 ascensions that have occurred, but that's for people who have been here for that long. And they say they feel a little bit afraid because they feel that they've just found you now. So what would you suggest?
Well, if you want to get your spirit out of here, then you need to do your spirit barcode. Get that off of you. That's what the dark side puts on you to capture your spirit upon your death of your physical body. So it's kind of like it's hooked up, on the fishing pole. You know, they know where you are, they track you, and they are basically waiting for the body to die at some point. But you can do death barcodes to have a better life too. But once your body dies, then they reel you back in again. So the spirit barcode will allow you not to be reincarnated and be in darkness. You're automatically put back into quarantine, which will just say you're going back to the light, even though ascension time has not occurred. That's what you can do. The ascension process is basically with your body and your spirit going along with it. So if you don't want to ever come back here again, then you want to do your spirit barcode. What happens is because the aliens are in control of time, they can stop time, and you don't know when it stopped. And they can stop time and abduct you we'll just say that since they're in control of time, that they can stop your whole life plan, your whole life for maybe 50 years. And you're held in space. You have no memory of them stopping time for 50 years, and they just turn it back on again. You're the same person, just moving forward in your life. And they can do a lot to you in that 50 years of time.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's old stories of like Rumpelstiltskin who would, I believe he fell asleep for a long period of time, or they say some fairies or some type of beings put him under some type of a spell where time stood still and he was kind of charmed or perfectly happy to be there, but he had no idea that like time wasn't moving, which I guess if you can look at it like, well, he's at peace, that might be okay, but you're saying they can make it so that things really are moving forward except for you in your life.
Yeah, and you could be on the torture timeline for 50 years. Not even know it. That's why you want to do timeline crashes for events in your life that you know about that's happened to you, and you know the normally negative situations, either emotional or physical. So if you hurt yourself and it's really painful, then you're going to be on a lot of timelines. The aliens will create, copy and paste your physical event that you had, and you know getting hurt. Typically, maybe it's only like 15 seconds, you know, but they can keep copying and pasting that 15-second, like, videotape of you over and over and over and over again and steal your energy. You can be on thousands of timelines. So, you got a few minutes to go on the show tonight.
Okay.
Anything else we can answer quickly?
No, because we just have 2 minutes, but I just wanted to reiterate what you just touched on a little bit because it is so incredibly important. I would say out of almost any clearing besides even the emotional, but emotional is very important, if you want to make sure that you get out of here, no matter what happens, let's say you just, you know, pass away or whatever, and you want to make sure that you get out of here, you want to do that spirit barcode removal so that, let's say you pass away, maybe you're not going to ascend because that could take a lot of, you know, work to make sure your body's ready. But if you do that spirit barcode removal, you are basically making it so the aliens can't find you. So if you find yourself, you know, having passed on, I guess, I don't know how conscious you are, but you can go. They can't find you, and you can get out of here. You can go someplace else. So it's a really important one to have.
Yes, so ascension is when the whole universe of light is turned off, and there's nothing there of light energy because the light energy finds itself. It's kind of like musical chairs. It just starts over again. But the darkness can't find any light, record anything of light, so it like goes back to its own sandbox, maybe, and does what it does. And then it starts looking for light again. So after the ascension, then the light will turn itself back on again and have more creations, and hopefully the darkness won't come into it. So what happened last time with Jesus is that during that process, everything was abducted, and very few people even ascended. And then from there, the light was turned back on again, and the darkness brought in Clone Planet. People was used to living on anyway, and they thought that ascension never even occurred because they're still living during the ascension time on a fabricated dark side Earth. And when it came back on, then they still thought that they were, you know, living the life as normal, even though they were abducted, taken sideways, and brought back again. This time we have what the new Earth that the Creation Lightship created was a little different, and you have a lot more going for you, you know, as you get more into the present moment to be with your spirit. So, I think it's that time again. So we have our shackle call this coming Saturday. It's 1 o'clock Pacific. Two-hour conference call is $20. If you don't know about it and you want to get on it, you could probably write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and one of the co-hosts would be very happy to send you the information. Well, let's do the mind to heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. You have to work in the physical here, not in the mental realm. This will not work when you're thinking about it, as that's darkness. Light does not know darkness, neither does your spirit. It's contaminated. Oh, here we go. So you command your spirit, and you say this here. I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And for the newbies, we'll count from 10 to 1. If you've been doing this for a couple of weeks, you should do it every hour. Then just simply just do it, maybe 3, 2, 1. But we'll do it from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Now you're at peace. You can't think because source energy has no vocabulary. And peace knows no words. No energy at all, and no history, and no memories. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners and ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Blessings.